Town, 1380 ESPN Radio.
It's going to be Greg Piffle on the inside coming away with it. Piffle slides low, takes the lead away from Earnhardt. Dale Jr. falls back to second with Kenseth, the car link back third.
Welcome back to North Sound Racing. You'll hear action like that all 1,100 miles. That's a phenomenal amount. I don't know. There's probably several stations across the country, but I can't think of anybody on the West Coast bringing you 1,100 miles of automobile racing on Sunday. As we mentioned, the greatest spectacle in racing, the 92nd Indianapolis 500, starts off Sunday morning, 9 a.m. Brew up a pot of coffee and bring out your sticky buns.
Yes.
And have at it. The Indy 500 at 9 a.m. and then the Coca-Cola 600. And boy, I've done a couple of board operated a couple of those. Pack a lunch, pal. That's a long, long day.
No double duty this year, right? Both races?
No. Although
it's been a few years, hasn't it?
It has been, and I think that they've kind of ruled out. But, you know, that's another thing that I was thinking about. Imagine the guys that back in the day when Tony Stewart tried it, when Robbie Gordon's tried it, John Andretti's tried it, the guys that try and pull this off and you know, thinking about what we went through at 180 miles an hour. When you're doing 220 miles an hour with no banking, nothing, and those guys are flat on it all the way through. Oh, incredible.
Crazy.
So that's it. 1:30 p.m. live from Lowe's Motor Speedway, the Coca-Cola 600, 1,100 miles coming up this Sunday. Be there. Be wherever. Be listening to it on the radio. Carla? Our next guest, please.
Well, we're excited to have him with us. It's Greg Burgess. He's a series manager for ASCS. They're going to be opening this weekend down at Grays Harbor Raceway. Greg, are you with us? Hello?
Where did Greg go? You have to bring up phone. Yeah. Oh, there he is.
Oh, there he is.
I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
It sounded like it went away, but I guess we're here.
Good, good. Welcome to North Sound Racing. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Yes.
Have you had a busy week? Oops.
Maybe he can't hear you, Carla.
Oh, what should I do?
Try pushing that green button that's right at the very top of your slider.
It's
the one
lit.
That says AUD and the one that says PGM.
Yeah, both are lit.
All right. Can you hear Galen as well?
Can you hear me, Greg?
Yes, I can.
Greg, you got to be getting excited going into this opener for the ASCS this weekend down at Elma. It's been a long time coming.
It's been a long time coming. It's been a great project to be part of, and our crew is extremely excited, and I think the fans are excited as well.
Speaking of the fans going into this the first weekend again at Elma for the ASCS, what differences might somebody like myself who will be coming down to watch the races this weekend see from, you know, differences from last year, from the NSCS to this year running the ASCS? Any difference in format or anything?
Major difference in format, yes, there will be some differences. The major one is that ASCS Racing, they do not qualify. The guys will qualify for the main event through their heat races. They start off drawing uphill for the night, which lines up the heat races, and then there's passing points and finishing points through the heat races, and the top 16 locked in, and then the last four will come through the B mains should car count allow, and then the top eight in points after the heat races will redraw for their starting position in the main event.
I know that looking at the driver's lists and expected, attendees, lots of names. Jonathan Allard is one of the latest that appears to be showing up. You've got to be excited about all the drivers that are anticipated for this weekend.
Yeah, that was great news this week to hear about Jonathan Allard coming up to drive for the Doyles. And, of course, the multi-champion Roger Crockett will be there. And we've got track champions from all over the Northwest that'll be driving this weekend, so I expect a real strong field of cars.
Greg, tell us a little bit about the series. How many races are there, and what tracks will you be racing at?
This year, the series is running 15 races. Oregon and Washington, and of course Grays Harbor Raceway, and then we'll travel from there in just 2 weeks down to Willamette Speedway in Lebanon on Friday evening, and then Saturday evening, the same weekend, will be our first visit of two this year to Cottage Grove. And then from there, we go into July. The next events will be our Northwest Speed Week, and this year that's going to be really exciting as well, as we've got six races in 6 nights.
Ooh,
and wow.
We'll start on Monday the 14th at Southern Oregon Speedway in Medford, and then we'll go from there back to Cottage Grove for our second visit, and then to Willamette, and then for the first time ever, for the series, we'll be at Banks Speedway, actually Sunset Speedway in Banks, Oregon, and then we'll finish up with the 5,000 to win two-night Evergreen State Sprint Challenge at Grays Harbor Raceway.
Wow.
Hey, Greg, a quick question. Is George Wade treating you okay?
George Wade. He's funny. He's
it's one way to put it.
George is a great guy, and we've developed a good friendship. And he treats me okay. He likes having me around.
Well, if he gives you any problem, we do have a considerable amount of influence with George. We can pretty much take care of any issues you probably have with him.
I'll remind him of that as soon as we're done here.
Yeah, and mention that my name is Galen Stewart. In case he decides to ban any of us from the property.
He actually gave you guys a lot of credit, you and your crew, for managing this series. So
yeah.
It's going to be exciting.
We have all worked very hard and pulled together and put in lots of time on this deal. And I got to give George credit for allowing us some leeway and some freedom to really pull this thing together and along with that have some fun and pull some surprises on him. And it's
good.
Yeah, keep him honest.
It's going to work, but we have had fun so far. And that's really the staff's goal for the year, is to have fun themselves and also make it fun for the racers and the fans.
Greg, you're speaking of, handing out a little bit of credit. There's one fellow that, I'm sure you'll like to say a few words about and give credit to, a hero around here, and that's Fred Brownfield. This had to have been a vision of his with the ASCS and the cylinder heads and stuff. Maybe you could take a few minutes to speak about his vision.
You know, you hit the nail on the head there. Fred and I spoke of this many times, as he did with our race director, Larry Kelly, and to be able to follow up and really finish up the dream of making this an ASCS region, it gives us all a very good feeling, and he's going to be in our hearts all weekend.
Yeah, Greg, can you take a couple minutes now and say some thank yous as far as the people that help you out as well as the sponsors who support you?
Yes, of course we've got our staff, and I didn't, when we were speaking of tracks, I left out our season championship at the State Fair Raceway in Yakima, and I don't want to leave those guys out. We worked hard to get that back again this year, and we appreciate them coming on board as we do the other speedways. And so, of course, the staff, and then we've got, in addition to our staff that'll be running races, I don't want to leave out our photographer, John Fletcher, and Lauren Doolittle, who will be doing some video work for us this year.
Good.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
In addition to those guys, we don't have a lot of sponsors yet, as a lot of them are taking a wait-and-see approach, as it's been a tough year on many economy-wise, but there are some great people on board with Race Outfitters really helping us out and helping Tina and Debbie get the souvenir trailer stocked up with some great apparel. And both South Sound and Southbound Honda are on board with us. And Bulldog Trailers, Trevin Wilson, it's great to have him around. And then Stormy and Shirley Glick with Whitney Chevrolet a big part of Grays Harbor Raceway and racing in the South Sound for years and years, and it's great to have them involved as well. And I don't want to leave out that great company, Beach Hut Vacations.
Of course not.
That is my wife Tina and I's business, and the fans that are shopping with us, that's really what allow us to help out and be involved in racing as much as we can be.
That's great.
Well, thank you, Greg, for giving us the words about the ASCS this weekend, and we look forward to seeing you down there. And, very good luck this weekend.
Thank you. I appreciate the time, guys, and appreciate what you guys do every week with the show.
Thanks, Greg.
Well, thank you very much, Greg. Have a good night. Good luck with the series. We'll keep in touch, huh?
Okay, thank you. Uh-huh. I look forward to it.
Okay, cool. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Nice to hear from him.
Yes.
Whale of a program those guys have got going. We've got a not-too-bad program going here, too. So why don't we kind of continue on with open-wheel discussion. We'll close out this with Kelly Hart's open-wheel report. We'll be back after Sports Center here on North Sound Racing.
This is the Northwest Spring Car and Open Wheel Report on North Sound Racing. I'm Kelly Hart. Recapping last week's action, Friday night at Deming, chalk-up wins for Derek Holmwood in the 1200s, J.R. Thomas in the 600s, his first win in 6 years. Jacob Buckenmeyer in the 600 restricteds. The 250 win went to Spud Allen, and the Casey Kane Jr. Sprints winner was Skyler Palowitz, making it two in a row. At Skagit Speedway last Saturday, Outlaw Colton Heath in the Outlaw 410 Sprints with his first ever 410 win. Alan Munn won one for the retirement crowd in the 360 division, and Devin Madonia returned the favor for the high schoolers with his win in the Sportsman Sprint division. At Elma, the local ASCS 360s were paced by Sean Rice, and Sean Dory won the modified main. It was a good night to be named Sean and run the number 76 at Elma, as the winning car number and name was on both rigs. At Wenatchee Valley Super Oval, Jeff Montgomery won the 40-lap NSRA feature. Don Lorenz won the first ever Port Angeles Sportsway Sportsman Midget Race. Craig Deaver made it two in a row for West Coast Sprints with his win at South Sound Speedway. At State Line Stadium and Speedway, Blaine Sneva won the Northwest Modified Race, with Nick Carey picking up the Northwest Legends main event. Chalk up another win for Rob Moyea at Willamette in the Modified Division. At Cottage Grove, it was Kyle Miller in the 360 Sprints, Brandy Bounds in the Limiteds, and Jesse Williamson for the Modified win. Pair of wins for Jason Solwold of Burlington in Montana with the Big Sky Sprint Tour. WMRA racers made their presence known last weekend at national USAC events in Wisconsin and Illinois. Congratulations to Brian Olson for winning the 50-lap USAC National Race in Rockford, Illinois. WMRA champion Evan Margeson made the A feature at all three races with his best finish, a ninth in West Salem. Dallas Melby got 13th at West Salem, while Mark Atkinson and Ben Petter made the A main event feature in Slinger, Wisconsin. It's a big weekend for open wheel racing in the Northwest. Deming Speedway hosts all five divisions of mini sprints on Friday, limited sprints and modified Saturday at Cottage Grove, Saturday and Sunday, modifieds at Willamette. Modifieds are on the schedule at Port Angeles Speedway Saturday. The INSCA Sprints return to State Line Stadium in Speedway in Post Falls, Idaho Saturday night. On Sunday, the Vintage Modifieds run at South Sound Speedway. It's the inaugural ASCS Northwest Region Race for touring ASCS 360 sprints Saturday and Sunday in Elma at Grays Harbor Raceway Park. And on Saturday, it's the 2008 John Carroll Classic for Skagit Speedway's Outlaw 410 Sprints, 360 Sprints, and the Sportsman Sprints. There you have it. This week's Northwest Sprint Car and Open Wheel Report. I'm Kelly Hart for North Sound Racing on your radio home for motorsports in the Northwest, North Sound 1380 KRKO.
North Sound Racing with Steve Mortland continues.